This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, hand guards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, we're coming to the end of the week, and that means we're going to finish it off with writer, instructor, activist, Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. It's a pleasure to be here.
It is a pleasure to have you, sir. So, what is on your mind tonight?
Well, I have been following something that's been breaking today. We've talked about the Houston case where two, it appears, innocent members of the community, a couple that was married and lived in the same house for 20 years in Houston, Dennis Tuttle and his wife, Rogena, I think I may be mispronouncing the name. I've never heard it actually pronounced.
Right.
Rogena, probably, Nicholas. There was a bogus raid, a no-knock raid performed on their house. We know that because the police and the county attorney, district attorney now say that it was wrong, that they used a fraudulent warrant to conduct the raid, and both of them were killed and four officers were wounded. And this investigation has been going on since January 28th. Well, today, the county, Harris County District Attorney Kim Ogden had a press conference, and she revealed that they are pressing murder charges against the principal officer involved in the raid who falsified the warrant, and they're also pushing forward with charges of, fraud in the production of a document where his partner is believed to have made fraudulent statements about the source of drugs that were supposedly bought in a precursor buy before the raid. So these are very serious charges. Both of the officers have at this time surrendered to the court and have bail set for Goins, who was the principal officer, set at $300,000, and for Bryant, his partner, $50,000. And at the press conference, the district attorney said this is just the start. This is just the first part. We're convening a grand jury, and we're going to investigate essentially, she implied, the entire narcotics division and especially Squad 15, which was the squad involved in the raid, and they don't know where it's going to end up. Now, as I'm working on a story on it, and I hope to get it out in the next couple of days, because there's a lot of detail and things that we didn't know for sure. It appears that it was a neighbor that called the PD that somehow brought the attention of the narcotics division to this particular house. So there's been other rumors floating around, but now it appears that it was one singular call from a neighbor that started everything. But there's other things that are going on. There's a federal grand jury that's been going on for at least a month already on the same incident, and they have had at least two Houston police officers testify before the grand jury, and we don't know what others. And then there's the family of Tuttle and Rogena hired an independent forensics team to go over the house after the Harris County forensics had gone over it, and they found 10 bullets that weren't more than 10 bullets that weren't recovered, and they found two teeth in a puddle of blood that they said were from Dennis Tuttle, and it appears from their findings that the forensic evidence collection was completely botched by the official collectors.
Yeah,
and I found, as I've been looking over this, that the Texas Rangers and the Harris County forensic people were both invited by the independent people to be there when they did the house. And a day before the independent forensic investigation took their evidence to court, and that was in July, they did their investigation in May. And then in late July, they were taking it to court. And a day before they did it, the Texas Rangers and Harris County District Attorney offices both sent investigators to the house to see what they could find out, which indicates to me that they believe that the independent investigation found stuff that should have been dealt with earlier.
Yeah. Wouldn't they, like, surveil the house? Wouldn't there be, like, traffic, a lot of traffic?
You would think so. I mean, this is a major investigation. The whole country is watching. You would think they'd have somebody making sure that no evidence was destroyed, that somebody didn't commit arson on the place. Maybe somebody was hoping something would happen. I don't know. But it just boggles my mind that they didn't have some type of security on that place, and they left all this evidence in place for an independent investigator to find. And I'll guarantee that these guys were professionals, and they videotaped everything when they collected evidence so that you would have proof that they didn't just plant something.
Right.
I mean, it's just incredible.
I'm talking about prior to their no-knock raid, wouldn't they have surveilled the place to strengthen their case and say, at 0300 hours, five different cars had driven by and stopped and ran in and ran back out.
In an ordinary investigation, you would expect something like that.
Wouldn't you try to do like a confidential buy or something, send somebody there to buy the drugs or something?
Well, they said they did. They said they sent a confidential informant the previous day to make a buy, and that was what they used to get the warrant.
Was that a lie?
Only it never happened.
Oh, goodness.
And when they interrogated or took statements from Goines, as he was in the hospital with a neck wound, and then later from his partner Bryant, they found that the stories didn't add up. There were huge discrepancies, which is why these two guys are now under charges.
Yeah.
One of the things, eventually Goines said, no, it wasn't after going through several informants where he said they were the ones that did the buy, and then the police would go and interview them and find out, oh, no, I didn't do a buy there. No, I didn't do a buy there. I don't know how many they talked to, but it was more than one. And then they go back to him and says, oh, yeah, well, I must be mistaken. I was the one who did the buy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there you go. We're coming up on the first break. We're coming up on the first break.
Yes, go ahead.
Coming up on the first break, this kind of stuff, I don't know if you've written about this yet. I know you will because you'll follow up on it. The kind of stuff that we talk about here, Dean writes about all the time. Nearly 3,000 articles sitting there at ammoland.com just waiting for you to go check it out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
DesantisQuality.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision Systems' added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. We are talking to Dean Weingarten, writer, instructor, activist, world traveler. He owns a hat, the one, the hat.
I have a spare. I just don't wear it much.
Is it the same hat, though? Do you have one so that it's when that one...
It's basically the same. The shade of brown may be a little...
But it works. It works. I mean, when at SHOT Show, when we were sitting up in the press room in Vegas, when I was getting ready to interview Dean on video... before he would let me do that, he put on his hat because, you know, you're known for your hat. Although you're also, I've seen you in the pith helmet, too.
Yeah, well, that's in the summer in Yuma because it's
okay.
Pith helmets were designed, and it's not exactly a pith helmet. It's the same shape but allows more airflow, and it's designed for very hot, sunny climates, which is Yuma.
Okay.
So, anyway, to get back to this Houston, and if I sound a little agitated over it because I find this type of corruption among police to be absolutely reprehensible. It just destroys the fabric of our society to have this kind of corruption because communities and people learn that you can't trust police. And when you can't trust police, everything falls apart.
Yeah.
Everything, your whole system of justice falls apart. And so hopefully we are seeing positive things that some of this is being cleaned up. There's some other things that we've learned that are interesting about the situation, and one of them is that it appears to me, now I haven't talked to a lot of my contacts who have much more experience in narcotics than I have. I have very limited experience there. But it just strikes me that this Officer Goins did not have a very high productivity rate. I mean, we're looking at, you know, maybe one major case a month or so. It just doesn't sound like very much to me.
Right.
And we find out that in one of his reviews from last August, a year ago, he was told by a supervisor that he needed to bump up his productivity. So it's possible that, you know, he was just trying to get numbers up. But there are other things that make it look, make other possibilities likely. For example, in the last, about the last 100 cases where he swore out search warrants, every single one of them included the claim that there were guns, that his informants had seen guns at the places where the warrants, all of them no-knock warrants, I believe, were to be executed. But then, when they executed the search warrants, there never were any guns confiscated by Goins. Now, I challenge anyone to go to 100 random houses in Houston and end up without a single gun. It just does not seem plausible.
Nope.
This is Texas. My guess is that if you went to 100 random houses in Houston, you'd end up with more than 100 guns.
Yeah.
Because some people have more than one. A few will have none. But it's Texas. Guns are pretty common. So how do you raid 100 cases and not confiscate or seize a single gun? Now, maybe I'm parsing the information wrong because it says there's no record of the Officer Goins ever seizing a gun after executing a no-knock search warrant.
Right.
Now, it could be that, you know, somebody else was in charge of collecting the guns. But it just doesn't seem plausible that they would parse it that closely in a newspaper article because if you've got the evidence, you know what, you've got an inventory of what was collected at the raid. And if there aren't any guns in there, well, there aren't any guns in there. Now, in the actual raid that happened in Houston, they claimed early on that it was a .357 Magnum revolver that was fired by Dennis Tuttle that wounded the four police officers, including Goyne. And then, when the inventory showed up from the raid, there wasn't any handgun on it at all. Not a 9mm, not a .357, nothing. But then 2 days later, after the inventory came out, the Houston PD said, oh yeah, we've got that revolver. It showed up. They didn't say where it showed up or who turned it in or
right.
It wasn't in the initial inventory, but they said it was there. I mean, I guess that's better than it not showing up, but you kind of wonder how did it slip through the procedures that it wasn't on the inventory in the first place. Now, there may be a simple logical explanation. I'd like to see that simple logical explanation. So, of course, there's a, you try to speculate, and this is pure speculation on my part. But if they raided 100 homes in Houston and no one seized any guns officially, I think those guns went somewhere. Somewhere not official. It just beggars the mind to believe that they raided 100 places and didn't seize any guns. Now, it's possible that this is a misinterpretation of data and that, you know, somebody is exaggerating when they say Goines didn't seize any, and maybe on the inventory list there's plenty of guns there, but it doesn't appear to be from what I've been reading. And then other people, of course, are speculating about the possibility of cash and drugs going missing too. But we just don't know.
Right.
Now, what's interesting about this press conference today is...
How about, I'll tell you what, hold it right there before you give the press conference, because I know that's going to be interesting. And we're coming up on the next break. Dean, of course, when Dean is not traveling, he's riding. When he is traveling, he's riding. He's probably riding right now. And all of the stuff that he writes about, all of the things he talks about here, all of that is available at ammoland.com. Just nearly 3,000 articles. I mean, you could start reading now, and I don't know when you'd finish. We'd probably never hear from you again. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg completed a 3-week course of treatment for a pancreatic tumor. The news comes after Ginsburg was treated for lung cancer late last year. On Friday, China announced that there would be a tariff hike on $75 billion worth of U.S. goods. In retaliation, President Trump says U.S. companies should look for alternatives to Chinese manufacturing. The president also tweeted that he would raise tariffs on $250 billion of Chinese goods from 25 to 30% on October 1st and announced that the tariff set to go into effect on September 1st will now be at 15%. Wall Street is wrapping up a rough week as the Dow lost 623 points to close at 25,629. Wall Street expert Neil Janisi says,
if you are a long-term investor, then you should stay put.
The NASDAQ and S&P were also down. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking with Dean Weingarten, and we were getting down to the press conference coming out of Houston, and I wanted to make sure we heard the details of this, because this probably can't, I mean, as messed up as all these other details are, let's see how messed up this is. Tell me about this.
Actually, this was probably the most positive thing I've heard in the case so far. This is a press conference by Kim Ogg, who's the Harris County District
right.
Attorney. And she came across as extremely well-spoken, very professional, and I didn't detect any contradictions or hedging in her press conference. It was very positive and very impressive. And some of the things that she said was, this is just the beginning of the investigation, that they decided that the district attorney's office decided to press charges against both Goins and Bryant now before they convened a grand jury, because they were concerned about safety of confidential informants and other people involved in the case. So they wanted to let other people involved in the case know that they were serious and that these charges would come out. And that's a positive thing right there. And then she said, they're going to determine with the grand jury if there are anybody else who was in this squad 15 of the narcotics department that raided the place who should be charged. So she was very clear that they don't know, but there might be more charges coming for other people. Now, the grand jury has not been convened yet. She says it'll be convened shortly. And as I said, there's already a federal grand jury that's been ongoing for at least a month. Now, Goins had a little less than 600 cases where he was the main investigator. And 140 of those were for tiny, less than a gram of controlled substance each.
Right.
So that indicates that he just wasn't doing a whole lot of cases. Now, maybe he had some really big cases. I'm not sure about that. But she was very clear that no immunity has been granted, and the investigation is to determine if there was a pattern, if there were systemic problems, or if this just was a single instance. Almost immediately after that press conference, I mean, had to be within an hour. I'm sure there's a time stamp on them. I just haven't identified yet. But shortly after her press conference, Chief Acevedo, I'm giving my best shot at pronouncing.
That's his name, Acevedo. That's how you pronounce the name, Acevedo.
Acevedo. Held a press conference of his own. And I couldn't believe what I was seeing when I'm watching it, because he's saying, we did an investigation in the police department, and these charges show that we can investigate ourselves and that there's nobody else involved, and there's no indication that there's any systemic problem, and it just was a couple of officers that made some bad decisions. And so, you know, there's the idea that there's any big problems in the Houston Police Department is just wrong. There's no evidence of any systemic problem, and we have shown that we can investigate ourselves. Now, it's just laughable when you consider the independent forensic investigation, the ongoing federal investigation, and that the Texas Rangers ended up going to the house and checking it out 6 months after the event. I mean, anybody who's familiar with the case, when they saw Chief Acevedo making those statements saying, why are you digging a bigger hole? Why don't you just simply say, we don't know yet?
Acevedo's a big gun grabber, too. You know that, right?
Yes, he is.
He's a big gun grabber.
So, I mean, there is a possibility that this was laziness. You know, somebody wanted to make a case, they needed to make a case to make their quota or something like that. But I just don't think it's likely. I mean, we have now evidence that both Goins and his partner, Bryant, falsified things. Now, the real kicker is that Bryant knew he had to falsify stuff while Goins was in the hospital with a neck injury and couldn't talk. So he, on his own, went and falsified statements to try to make the raid appear legitimate. That says to me he had to know it was illegitimate before it happened.
Right.
Otherwise, how would he know to falsify things? And then the other things, it's just one of these sort of hand of God things that you wonder, how would it have gone if Goins had not been wounded? And if he particularly had not been wounded in the neck, so he couldn't talk, and if he hadn't been wounded in such a way that he was still able to communicate enough to show how fraudulent Bryant's actions were.
Right.
And since they couldn't talk to each other and coordinate, they got caught because their testimony contradicted each other. But to me, it just says that It almost had to be premeditated. Otherwise, they wouldn't have known they had to fabricate stuff.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, why would you fabricate stuff if it was just a mistake?
Acevedo is one of the biggest leftists out there. And, I mean, he sounds just like a leftist politician where he's like, well, of course, there's no need to investigate this. We've already looked into it. We took care of that. Everything's good to go. I can't stand that guy.
I heard that, and I just almost broke out laughing because I'm saying, stop digging. You're digging the hole deeper and deeper. So I haven't put all this together. I will be putting it into an article. You can't get everything. I've already written three or four articles about this case. But at Ameland, we reach a pretty big audience, and we reach people that the papers in Houston don't reach.
Yeah.
And so it's important, I think, to get the word out that progress is being made. Many people predicted that this would just be swept under the rug, that the Houston PD would investigate. At worst, they'd find somebody to slap on the wrist a little bit, and nothing much would happen. And I am just amazed that Acevedo, at the press conference, still wanted to blame the victims. He says, we don't know just exactly what was going on at that house, you know, as if it was the victims that caused the problem.
Yeah. Let me get you to hold right there, Dean. Let me get you to hold right there. We'll finish up with the good chief, Art Acevedo, out of Houston. This is the kind of stuff Dean writes about all the time. But he also writes about bear attacks, and he writes about rampage killers, and he writes about politics, and he writes about the latest self-defense trends. He writes about all of it. And you can find it all at Ameland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, he has taken a very thorough look at what happened in Houston and the resulting fallout. And would it be fair to say that you think there has been a cover up there?
Well, I think there was an attempted cover up. I don't think a cover up ever really gelled to where it was effective. There were too many people looking at it, and this shows something of the power of our new technology and the internet. People were immediately suspicious that there was no video, that no body cameras were allowed.
Right.
And then we found out that there was video from a surveillance video at a nearby house that was confiscated by police that people weren't allowed to see or hear. And then we found out that some of these independent investigators hired by the family found cell phone video recording what was going on, where two gunshots were fired 30 minutes after the main gun battle was over. So I think initially there were people who attempted to cover things up, but they found they just couldn't get away with it. There was just too much. And then what happened, just crucial to all this, in my opinion, and it's just my opinion, was that the main officer who instigated everything, Officer Goines, was wounded in the initial shootout. So he couldn't orchestrate a cover-up himself. And they found in his car packets of heroin that were very close to what he claimed came from the house. But they didn't find anything like that in the house that was raided. So there's speculation, of course, we don't know for sure, that if he wouldn't have been wounded, one or more of those packets would have been planted in the house. Now, That's not a fact. That's just pure speculation. But you have to wonder, what were those packets doing in his car? So there may have been. I think that it looks as if Officer Bryant was involved in attempting a cover-up, but he wasn't able to coordinate it with Officer Goins. And because both officers had come under scrutiny and investigation was already ongoing and they had to give statements, they got caught in contradictions, and that's why they're facing charges today. But they may not be the only ones. Obviously, a very thorough investigation is called for, and it sounds like Kim Ogg of the Harris County District, she is the Harris County District Attorney, she heads the office, that she is actually involved in a thorough investigation that is going to continue. And I don't think she really has a lot of choice, because the federal government is also investigating this case, and they've had a grand jury that's been sitting for at least a month already. So when you have more than one investigation going on, it's really hard to get a cover-up going, because you have to have coordination between the investigators.
Right.
So we really have at least three, four different investigations. We've got the Houston PD investigating themselves. We've got the federal government, which probably includes the FBI. We've got
right.
the Harris County District Attorney, and we've got the independent investigators hired by the family. And all those investigators had better not have contradictory information, or it's just going to call for more investigation. They have to come. There's the truth is out there, as they say, and I think we will get most of the truth as time goes on, but it's going to take a while. These investigations aren't fast. And the Harris County District Attorney Office, in the last month or so, I don't have the date right before me, hired 10 more investigators just for this case. That's a lot of investigative hours that are available.
Now, is Acevedo a police chief or a sheriff?
He's police chief, I believe.
Chief.
Houston
and,
Police Department police chief.
Well,
and so he's not elected. He's appointed. And it looks as though, as long as the current mayor, I think his name is Turner, I might be wrong on that, is in office, that Acevedo is going to stay in office. So, police chiefs are really just an extension of the people who hire them.
Right.
And they're not elected. And they're really just they just toe the line of whatever the current administration wants them to toe, or they're gone. I mean, that's
right.
a fact. It's just the way it works. And so that's about all I've really got. Unless you've got a question about this case, that pretty much covers it. We might be able to get something else in during this show.
Did you see? I saw this on Fox News. Now, I haven't ever seen this reported, but did you see there was a bear attack where some people had gone out? They were in the woods to gather sound.
Oh, was this the musician up in...
Yeah.
Yeah, up in the Northwest Territories.
Yep.
Yes. I actually managed to catch that, and it's in my latest article about bear attacks, where he was up there, and he had two... female musicians with him. I don't know how many tents they had. They didn't say. But what they said was that, and at this time of year, there's not a lot of darkness that far north. It gets dim, probably for a couple hours, but they were pretty far north, and it's still summertime.
Right.
So the sun just kind of circles around, you know. It may dip below the horizon for a short while, and still get some sky glow. But sometime during probably the early morning hours, this guy just disappeared from his tent. The bear just got him and dragged him off. And apparently, whatever was going on, he didn't make enough noise to get anybody else woken up. So it wasn't until 7:45 the next morning that his companions discovered he was gone.
Yeah.
And then they made an emergency call on a satellite communication device, And the responders came, and it took them another about a day and a half to find the body. And they have since killed both a black bear and a grizzly bear that were near the body. I don't know if they've figured out which bear or if either one was involved in the killing. They'd have to probably examine the stomach contents and do DNA analysis to determine that. And it just, to me, it shows that he would have been better off if he'd had a firearm with him. When I was up there in Alaska hunting and I was sleeping in a tent, I had a .357 Magnum attached by a lanyard to my wrist when I was sleeping.
Yeah.
Just in case.
See, that's a splendid idea. I do not get these people that go into the woods, go into the forest, go into a wild area where they know that there's bears, or for whatever reason, I'm there to study the butterfly. Well, you better be watching out.
Yeah, well, I think probably what they should have done, and I don't know if they had it or not, but these electric fences seem to do a pretty good job of keeping bears out. I mean, I've read of cases where they have failed, but they seem to work a good part of the time, and I don't know if they had an electric fence around their campsite or not. If they didn't have a gun, you wonder if they would have had an electric fence.
Of course, it
was very hard for them to have a gun up in Canada.
Yeah.
They probably could have had a rifle or shotgun, but it doesn't sound like they were interested in that.
Well, we're running out of time. Yeah, we're running out of time, so we'll do it again next week. Talk to you on Wednesday. Thank you for joining me this evening.
It's been a pleasure.
Yes, sir.
We'll
always. Yes, sir. Back again on Monday between now and then. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to elevatebill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.